America weekend.
Gold finger. He's the man with the Midas touch.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. All right, ladies. When you're out on a date with a man and you're sitting there at dinner and you look over at his hands, you want to know how long his fingers are because... Oh, please, get your mind out of the gutter, because finger length indicates how nice men are to women. A study released earlier this month relied on the 2D-4D ratio to determine that 57% of men are inclined to be promiscuous. Now, a second study says the same ratio, which makes use of the length of the index and ring fingers, can also indicate how nice men are to women. The study, published in Personality and Individual Differences, notes that a lower ratio indicates greater androgen exposure. In less scientific speak, it means the longer a man's ring finger compared to his index finger, the more male hormones, chief among them is, of course, testosterone, he was exposed to in the womb. As lead author Debbie Moskowitz explains in a McGill University press release, when with women, men with smaller ratios were more likely to listen attentively, smile and laugh, compromise, means give in, or compliment the other person. The results stemmed from 155 participants' self-reported behavior. Over the course of 20 days, they selected which behaviors they exhibited in any social interaction of at least 5 minutes. The researchers mapped those behaviors as agreeable or quarrelsome and discovered men with lower digit ratios reported roughly a third more agreeable behaviors with women and also a third fewer quarrelsome ones. The results went beyond the romantic. They held regardless of who the woman was, from a romantic partner to a coworker. Sometimes that's the same thing. But in terms of the romantic, Moskowitz noted her findings may support previous research that also linked smaller ratios to having more kids. Our research suggests they have more harmonious relationships with women. This might explain why they have more children on average. But on the other hand, the smaller ratio men were the ones who fell into the potentially more promiscuous camp in the previous study. All right, if you're going to read a story like this, what do? You get your own fingers out and you see how you stack up. So, let me see. My right hand, my index finger, or as my wife calls it, my pointer is slightly longer than my ring finger. However, over on my left hand, it looks as if my ring finger is just slightly longer than my index finger. So what does that mean? No matter how you look at this test, it either means it means you cannot figure me out. I'm nice sometimes, and maybe I'm not nice other times. And isn't that how we all are? How do they come up with these things, really? Because one finger is a little bit longer. They can predict how you're going to react with people for your entire life. They can look at any social situation to determine, he is going to act like this. You better not get him mad because he will fly off the handle. It's interesting, though. But it all comes down to how much, how much testosterone you were exposed to in the womb. All right. And this was a McGill University press release through this study. Isn't it amazing how people will put money up to fund these studies? So, ladies, there you go. If you want to figure out if that man you're going to have dinner with next Saturday night is Mr. Right, or at least potentially Mr. Right, somehow, some way, you have to get him to position his hands so that you can see whether or not the index finger is longer than the ring finger or vice versa, or like me, different on both hands. But how do you do that? Do you bring a ruler? How do you work that into the conversation? So how long have you worked at your job? Do you have any brothers and sisters? Could I see your hand for a minute? They're going to think you're sizing them up for a ring, which is also not good, but you've got to find a way. And what do you bring? Do you bring one of those hard plastic 12-inch rulers that you used back in elementary school? do you stop off at your grandmother's or even your mother's and get a, I don't know, some sort of a tape measure so you can kind of figure this out? It's very hard to eyeball these things. With me, the difference is slight, very slight on both my hands. So if you're at the other side of the dinner table, you're not going to be able to figure this out. But if you can, you will determine simply by the length of his fingers whether or not this is the man you want to spend the rest of your life with. Pop science, folks, goes a long, long way. You can follow me on Twitter, and maybe I'll tell you how long my fingers and my toes and anything else you want to know, whatever, at Ed Kalegi, at EDKALEGI. Fascinating, is it not? Well, stay with us. Coming up next, it will be this week's edition of the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. And then there is a way now you can get a mattress delivered to your home. You order it online and it comes rolled up and stuffed into a box. And somehow that becomes your nighttime friend for the next 10 years. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, the morning of the Daytona 500. ABM took advantage of wide open road to log warm weather miles. We encountered bike problems far out in the boondocks. Country folks far more friendly to the biker than big city type A people. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 100 miles into the warm countryside, the bike's check valve clogged, smoking the tailpipe. My carry bag was empty after 20 minutes. A local dude offering a swig off the pint bottle. Second dude came out with a jug of ice water with their tools and the water. We continued on to the interstate. Try that in the big city. ABM snake bit condition continues to have legs. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer is sixth all-time in NHL goals. He scored at least 30 goals in 17 of his 19 NHL seasons. He's a seven-time All-Star and the 1993 All-Star Game MVP.
Gets around, Padre gets around me. Hassani scores! What a goal! Mike Gartner!
So, where is Mike Gartner now? Mike continued to play the game he loves. He was on the ice for the Rangers Flyers alumni game on New Year's Eve 2011. Mike works as an instructor at the Hockey Ministry's Christian Hockey Camps, and he spends his free time out on the many lakes of Canada, reeling in big fish, always practicing catch and release.
Well, it's nice that there's that recognition because sometimes you feel compelled to keep a fish that size.
Mike Gardner, still putting him in the net. I'm Ahmad Rashad.